The game changed at halftime in terms of them shooting the ball. They shot 60% the second half after shooting 37% the first half. Our defense wasn't as good the second half. Looks like in the first half this year, by now it's become a trend. You know, in front of the bench, we play pretty good defense. When the team goes the other way, you know, when our defense is away from the second half, we don't play as good a defense. And we've got to put a stop to that. We have to figure out why that takes place and, you know, go from there. Offensively, I thought we had some good looks. We missed some shots we should have made, you know, in crucial situations. And give them credit, you know, they didn't quit. We could have had that thing out further at halftime, but a couple negative things happened right there before the halftime. I don't know if that gave them any momentum going in or not, but we didn't come out with the same fire that we had the first 20 minutes of the game, and we paid for it. And things are going poorly. It seems like every bounce, every shot goes in. You miss some shots that you should make, and all of a sudden it's right there. It's a game. So if you have any questions, be glad to answer.
Gary, the second half meltdowns happened at the end of last year and they've continued to happen into this season. Is there any explanation for why this continues to happen to you guys?
I really don't know. If I knew, it wouldn't happen. If I could find a way to fix it. The one thing defense always gives you is a way to stop the other team if you're a good defensive team, and we are for 20 minutes usually, you know. Second half, we don't play as good defense, and I really wish I knew the answer to that. I don't, but we're going to work on it. You know, it's one of those things that we have to find a way to make that happen.
Gary, in your 20 years here, because of the question you just answered, the question you just asked, for you as a coach, is this the most challenging in that regard to try to get this team to respond to a whole 40 minutes of basketball?
No, the most challenging was my first 4 years here when we didn't have any players because of the sanctions that we had. We're in a situation where we've beaten, you know, we know we have some quality wins. We know we can beat good teams. We just have to do it now. And we have been able to do it in a couple games where I thought we should have won. And that hurts you. When you don't get wins in games you should win, it hurts you in any conference play, especially a conference like this. So. Hopefully we can find a way to get it done.
Gary, you talk about the defense going on the other end away from the bench. Well, when they're coming towards the bench, is there a lot of communication that goes on between the bench and the bench?
Oh, it's easier, you know, obviously. And, you can call out screens from the bench. Players do it as well as coaches. You know, the guys on the bench, they can give some help. But the players on the court have to talk. That's one of the things we have to address. I don't think we're talking enough defensively when there's nobody else to talk except the players on the court. So we have to do a better job of that. But, you know, a lot of it is just aggressiveness. You have to stay aggressive for 40 minutes. You can't play like you're up 15. You know, on defense, you play with the same intensity level. And, you know, it's something, that we have to change. We haven't been able to change it yet, but we will.
Gary, can you talk a little bit about Landon's third foul in the second half? It seemed to kind of change the game a little bit and kind of got him out. He had a pretty good first half and didn't seem to get back into the second.
Yeah, when he came back in, I thought they did a better job of not leaving him open. He made shots the first half, did a great job for us. Landon's played great for us the whole conference season. And the second half just wasn't as good, but we have to figure out a way to get him the ball because he has been a pretty consistent scorer. And, you know, he's averaging, you know, quite a few points in the conference games, so we have to continue to make sure he gets the ball.
Gary, can you talk a little bit about this team's attitude and emotion level at halftime and how it's compared to some of the other games this season when you throw in the second half?
Yeah, I think it's – you can't tell. I mean, there's nothing – you don't see him – change or anything like that. I mean, they come in here at halftime just like any other team I've coached. And, you know, we wow them. We just seem to get a little tentative defensively. The other team makes some shots and we lose some confidence. You know, I don't know if it's because Dave Neal's our only senior, what the deal is, but we have to have some people step up as underclassmen and, you know, just put a stop to it.
Gary, you cited Michael Gresmus at several points this season as being part of the problem with when you guys have struggled. At this point in the year, what can you do as a coach to turn that around? And is it a personnel issue in terms of...
We keep working. You know, I think we're more aggressive now than we've been. But see, during the conference season, teams get better, and you have to keep working, keep getting better throughout the whole season, you know, right into March. And, you know, that's what we need to do. You know, Boston College hit a wall for 4 games, you know, after they beat North Carolina. And they've come back well now. They've won their last 3, and we have to do the same thing.
In your years since the national championship, one of the things about the team has been great is their resilience and fighting with their backs against the wall. Where would you put where you are in this circumstance?
I don't worry about where I am. I'm just getting ready for the next game. See, when you start doing things like that, saying, well, we're here, we're there, no waste of time. You just get ready for the next game. You know, we'll prepare for Miami, just like we would prepare if we won tonight. You know, what would change if we won the game in terms of our preparation? Nothing. You know, we do the same thing, get ready to play. We're going to look at the tape, you know, see if there's ways we can improve. But we'd be looking at the tape if we won the game tonight. So this time of the year, you get ready for your next opponent. You try to get your guys ready to play your best. We did that the first half. We did a great job coming back after the Duke game, the first 20 minutes. We couldn't do it for 40, but we prepared very well tonight. And I was proud of the way the team played the first 20 minutes. We just couldn't do it the next 20.
Gary, we didn't have a great shooting night. Graham has seen a little more assertive tonight. Can you see him breaking out of the small tonight?
I hope so. I thought he moved better tonight. I think a lot of time with the shooter, you know, especially one that, you know, has a little bit of a rep, like Grievous off of last year, you have to move, you have to get open. I thought he was a little stale, you know, in terms of his movement, but tonight I thought he moved well. I thought he had some looks that, you know, he makes, and he missed a couple, but, you know, I think that was a better, you know, offensive night for Grievous in terms of his emotion and his going after it. I thought he did a pretty good job with it.
How tough a loss is it to be without Jin Soo heading forward for a while? I mean, what's kind of his status in your mind at this point?
How he was. I really don't want to get into that much. He, as you know, he was in a program for kids that English is a second language. And, you know, he's working hard. I thought he did a pretty good job of the course, but obviously not well enough. So he's here. He's practicing. You know, he just can't play in the games. So wherever he was playing 4 or 5 minutes a game. So we don't have him for those 4 or 5 minutes.
Anything else?
Thank you.